gotta survive.
It's Playhouse, Y 94. So when you think of jobs where you're going to see it all, you're going to see some really weird stuff, there's certain things that come to mind. So they surveyed a bunch of people and they're like, what is the job where you think you see the weirdest stuff? And not shockingly, medical professionals, they top the list. Doctors, nurses, you know, that kind of thing. Number one. And then you have some other job. And then right under that job, you have, again, not shockingly, fire, police, rescue, stuff like that, ambulance. Kind of all the first responder stuff. You're like, makes sense. But then that other job that's sandwiched in the middle of there is one that made everybody go, wait, really? And it was gas station workers, like convenience store workers.
I bet.
They made it right in there with like medical professionals and first responders. And it kind of makes me just want to lob this out there. I have no idea what we'll get. Maybe we'll get absolutely nothing. You ever work in a gas station? And what is the weird thing you saw working at a gas station, Joel D?
I actually did work at a gas station right out of college because I had a big head and I didn't go into radio. But yeah, so I worked at the gas station. And the craziest thing, you will see the craziest thing. One time there was this guy, I guarantee he got paid in cash. And he came to buy a soda and opened up an envelope. I'm talking a wad. And it was hundreds. There was 50s and 20s. But I'm talking the wad was huge. And it was in an envelope. I'm like, my guy, when you leave here, somebody could rob you. That's got to be like, that's like, you could buy like probably 4 cars with that. That was a ton. I'm not talking a huge envelope. It was crazy. That was probably the craziest thing. And then just people trying to steal stuff and they don't think you could see them. And then the camera, that was always kind of fun too. Or like when there was a kid that was a freshman when I was a senior and I only went to a 2-year school and they'd come to buy alcohol. I'm like, dude, I know you're not 21 because I'm barely 21. Like, I know you're not 21. What are you doing? Get out of here. Those are the funny moments, too.
I never worked at a gas station, but my best friend did.
And you see some weird stuff, do you know?
So when we were in college, she worked at a Casey's, and it was the only place in our town that was open late at night. So everyone would go there late at night for pizzas after bar closed. And she would tell me about the craziest things she would see. And then just her coworkers were full of drama. Then the worst was me, because I would then go visit her. And oh my goodness, there are videos of me when she wouldn't be at work. I would know all her employees that were crazy. And I would show up there and I was like, let's send Kayla a video.
Oh, God.
And so then they're like, oh, there's Amy again.
So you were the crazy thing that you'd see at the gas station.
Yes.
I'm surprised I don't get to see some weird stuff, not because I ever worked at a gas station, but because I go there at such odd hours now because of my sip and save. So I can go on a holiday, you know, when I'm on my way in here. Obviously, we leave at weird times to get in here.
Yeah.
I would think I would see weirder stuff, but it's always just the same guy or same woman that are working and they're like cleaning the joint. And we visit for a moment and then I take off.
I think at the time you're coming, all the crazy is probably dialed down, right?
It's just enough after bar close.
Just enough. Yeah.
They're all passed out now, and it's just me and the guys that are going to go like do manual labor somewhere.
Yeah, that's where I would guess, yeah.
Try it on a weekend.
I could do that. I always feel like I'm like the odd one out of the gas station because I get up and I'm like, oh, cool. Parking my pickup truck next to all these other pickup trucks, and there's all these guys that are going to go do construction or build houses, and I'm coming to talk about and buy hold a numb little bug. You know, it's just, I don't really feel like I fit in.
But you got your sip and save and your
got
coffee.
My sip and save, though.
Have you seen the TikTok, though, of the girl that, I'm sure some of them have to be staged, but there's like social media and they do like, she like pranks the people that
sure.
come in or like videos the people. And there are some characters in there. And then some of them, you know, I'm sure some of them have to be staged. If not, that is insane if that's really happening. But some of these people are like reoccurring customers and just the stuff that they say to her and buy and do. Hilarious.
Gas station workers been voted alongside first responders, medical personnel is like the job that sees it all. I see some really weird stuff. Just curious if you saw something weird working at a gas station. What do we see in Amy K?
Somebody said, I had an old lady go to our back staff area, pull her pants down, and try to pee in our hallway.
Gross.
Ooh. Do you stop them or do you let them do that? Their pants are down.
I mean, obviously she has to go. I think you let her finish.
But like, scoot, waddle to the bathroom. It's probably right in that same area.
It's probably one of those bathrooms where you had to go back up.
Oh, and get the key.
I didn't check out the key.
And you're like trying not to pee your pants. Yeah.
Someone else said, I had somebody who was, it was a man, changing the diaper on the hood of his car at the gas station. We do have changing stations. However, it's only in the ladies' room. I don't know if I felt more sorry for him or the baby.
Well, both. Was that weird thing you saw working at a gas station? You been there?
Hi. Hi. Years ago, I worked at a little gas station, and a disgusting older gentleman came in one night and wanted to use the payphone, which was kind of in our back room. And he left me a surprise back there. He left me a whole envelope full of porno pictures.
Oh, surprise. Weird thing you saw working at the gas station. 237, it's Text Playhouse 35270. I got my head out this song. It's Playhouse Y94 doing this gas station conversation because apparently that's a job where you see a lot of weird stuff. They did a survey of a whole bunch of professionals. Like, what's a job where you think you see some weird stuff? You've seen it all. You deal with the weirdest of the weird. And yeah, medical professionals are mentioned. Sure, police are mentioned, but gas station workers make the list. You ever see something weird working at a gas station?
I used to work at a gas station, and I think the most common thing is just people walking in high.
Sure. I was thinking drunk, too, but yeah, high. Yeah,
yeah, high. I don't think that would be too exciting. I guess they're going to buy all the munchies and stuff like that, but the drunks are always pretty fun.
See, I suppose, yeah.
Now, when I worked at the gas station, I was in a smaller town, and we closed fairly early as well. So some of these stories are making my little story about the guy walking in with a wad of cash. Like, I'm talking like probably a bank account worth of cash. Look pretty innocent on some of these.
What is the weird thing you saw working at a gas station? 237, it's you. Shoot us a text, 35270, and man, we got lots of those.
And someone said, not the weirdest, but you definitely get a lot of drunks. I had one guy pee his pants right in front of me as I was trying to cash him out. Pretty sure he had no idea. Someone else said, I one time worked the graveyard shift at the gas station. The lights kept flickering on and off, and the phone would keep ringing, but nobody was ever there when I answered. That's terrifying.
That would be, especially if you worked by yourself. No, you thank know, you.
It takes a special kind of courageous person to work at some of those places because already, I mean, they're so frequently robbed, right? But then right. to work there at like the odd hours, not for me.
Yeah, no, that would be you'd always have to be checking your six and making sure nothing's happening.
Like, absolutely not for me. Weird thing is not working at the gas station.
I was starting my midnight shift. The very first customer that I had was an older gentleman, and he came up to the counter with a sandwich, a pair of yellow rubber, like, dish gloves, and a tube of KY. Mm-hmm. While I was ringing him up, he looked over at the basket of fruit and said, oh, I'll take a banana also.
Well, you need your fruit with your sandwich.
It all honestly could be the most innocent, unrelated collection of things ever. But boy, I never want to be the person buying KY and a banana in the same. Nope.
And gloves. Oh, what? You know something's going down. And
he might just been hungry, had a mess to clean up, and for what he needed, some KY jelly.
At the same time.
That's a hard one to excuse, I guess.
Yeah, that is a pretty hard one to excuse.
It's kind of weird. Any other ones, Amy K?
Yeah, someone said one time there was a guy who jumped on, I'm assuming, his ex's car hood trying to get her attention. She drove off with him on the hood. Eventually, he fell off and started yelling. We did have to call the police. Someone else said there was one time an old guy came in every morning. He would come in for his coffee. One morning, he came in, got his coffee, and a turd rolled on the floor and acted like nothing happened.
It came
out of his pants.
How do you not reference that? How do you not say, oh, I'm so sorry, I pooed myself? How do you just let it roll out?
He probably didn't know.
He's just rolling around and you're just going about your business?
Apparently, and just fell out the pant leg.
What if it's a Tootsie Roll?
Why was there a Tootsie Roll in his pants?
A prank.
That's weird, too.
It was a prank.
Maybe he was doing that thing. You never have like an ice cube fall out of your fridge and you're just like, I'm going to kick this under the fridge and not pick it up. He should have just kicked it under something. That's what you do.
No.
That's how you handle that.